sparking. You and your chick should get to sparking. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow. Glow, little glowworm, turn the key on. You are equipped with taillight neon. You got a cute vest pocket master, which you can make both slow and faster. I don't know who you took the shine to, or who you're out to make a sign to. I got a gal that I love so. Glow, little glowworm, glow.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Brian Merlinite, the Boston Medium here, and we are kicking it off with our second hour of the Paranormal Playground Sounds, Paranormal Fun. So, yes, you joined. And what I do now, I've got, I did the Angel Card Vinyl pick, Angel Vinyl. Usually, so when I pull the Angel Vinyl, I'm like, Spirit, tell me what I need to know. What is it about this album that's going to have messaging on it? And guess what I pulled? I pulled a Jethro Tull album. And what is the name? I don't think this even has, the album has a name. Oh, it's A. Oh, the album's called A. So they look like, what's interesting is that they're like, are they in a truck? Are they in a spaceship? I don't know what it is. But there's a huge A in the sky, and I'm going to look up exactly what all this means. But for me, there's some, so there's, okay, so they're in flight suits. Okay, so there may be an airplane theme here. There's airplanes on the ground. But when I saw this, I saw Alien. I saw Big A talking about, it's time, we have a message about your aliens and your star seeds and your star family and all of that great energy. So I can't wait to see what's going on. The first song I'm going to play actually is Crossfire. So we're going to see what's going on with some Jethro Tull and some hidden messages with this album. How exciting. See, it's with the Paranormal Playground. That's what we do. What we do here. This is what we do. I got you. I got you like this. We have fun like this. So... yeah, I was trying to figure out what are the different things, but I guess this is part of the different ways. When I asked Spirit, what's some kind of innovative ways can we talk to Spirit more? So usually the albums actually have words or song titles or things that are congruent with what we're talking about or congruent with the spirit world. Literally almost every album that I pull has a esoteric word attached to it. So instead, this more had, when I saw this in the album cover, I was like, and I saw the A in the sky, I was like, immediately they wanted us to talk about aliens. I could feel it immediate. So that's another thing intertwined with spirit communication. We have to trust our first gut feeling. And when I took this, I was just like, this is about aliens. I know. So I'm gonna look up some Jethro Tull about this album and see what was the inspiration behind this, which is cool. So let's get on with our first song. Shall we? Oh my God, that's scary. So the needle is bouncing up and down on this. Oh my God, this is so creepy. Look at this. Look at this. I'm not doing it. You see how it's skipping? Now let me remind you, the needle never does that. So maybe Spirit is moving the needle and putting it to the song it wants. Oh, this is so interesting. Okay. Hang on one second. So apparently I can't, y'all don't want to listen to a skipping record. So, whoa, that was creepy. That was just creepy. Okay. I'm just at a loss of words right now because we're like talking about spirit and this needle is jumping. Like, I know it's like, okay, well, you can say that's what needles do sometimes, and that's what's happening to the record player, but not really. Like, all the times I've used the record player here, that's just never, you know, that's actually never happened. So, I don't know what to tell you. Let's put on the Angelic Realm music because I'm going to figure out what's going on. One second. So apparently, you know, the record is warped, obviously. That's so weird. Anyways, we'll get back to that. See, I told you, it was just creepy, this stuff just happening. I mean, Jethro Tull. Anyways, stay tuned. We have another hour of creepy things happening in the studio. We have flying Dale flyer. Okay. Everybody loves a nut. The whole world loves a weirdo, stranger in a rut. So I got it for you. I got you. I ain't gonna leave you hanging. No one's gonna leave you hanging. So thanks for bearing with me. You got spirit, you got it. Right here. On the PPS. Okay, here's the song.
From far down the line, no fanfare, just a blip on the screen. No quick conclusions now, everything will be fine. Short circuit glitch and not what it seems. Thank you. checked the systems through and they read A-OK. Some tiny fuse had probably blown. Sit back, relax, and soon it will just go away. Keep your hands off that red telephone. Finally, they will find you. You're only halfway there. Please realize the second is only running scared. Finally, they will fly it. You're only halfway there. Breeze, green light. For a second or so, we were running scared.
Oh,
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts, Reformed Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Merlinite, the Boss Medium. I cannot wait till the end of the show to go over what interesting information I just got from Jethro Tull. Wow, there's a lot. It's a lot going on. There's a lot going on with that. See, this is beautiful because not only, it's like Spirit is educating us about new music and stuff I don't even know. So, apparently what I read was this was a huge crossover from, you know, their earlier stuff and what they used to do. It was like a lot of folklore, and they crossed over and using more synthesizers and more, making it more funky. And so it was mixed with, and it's leading into more progressive, you know, progressive rock. And so this turned more progressive rock. So this was a huge album that had a huge transition, apparently. I don't know a lot about Jethro Tull, to be honest. I really don't. I don't listen to them much, and it was pretty cool to be able to see this and understand this type of information that came out. But mostly what I kept getting from this is that, you know, this has to do with alien influence. This really, when I saw that, this is what I'm seeing in the unseen of this energy and whatever was coming in alien, because I don't know if you know what Arcturians are, but they actually, they're aliens who channel music. So this, there's a strong connection coming in with aliens that are channeling music that want to come through and actually talk. And I've had dreams. I had a lot of dreams before that aliens were going to channel through my radio station. And I feel like this is kind of that quantum jump of it happening then and then happening now. So by the end, you know, towards when we do our angelic messaging, we're going to talk more about that. So I'm glad we got to cover this, and I'm glad we got to go in this, and I'm glad we got to hear some Jethro Tull, which is pretty cool. I mean, I don't know about you. I think this is all pretty cool, you know. You never know what you're going to get with Spirit. So I mean, with that, what I would love to do right now, actually, is continue some, you know, I want to do some sounds. We're not doing shamanic drumming, but what I wanted to do was some Tibetan sound bowl frequencies, you know, to just raise your vibration and let's get our vibration up. You know, when I do this, it feels so good, and it's a good feeling. So after all of that messaging and opening up, let's raise our vibration. On the airwaves and witnessing this miracle called life. Please stay tuned. We are here till 8 p.m. again. Just lots of paranormal fun, lots of just majestic magic happening, not even knowing what the heck is going to happen. And I like it. That's exactly how I like it. You know, that's where it's at. So stay tuned for some more surprises.
Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die.
Keep your paw on that button.
Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth.
Faster! And step on it!
To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Or give online at support.wmfo.org.
Run, I see somebody well, you better run. Run, I see somebody well, you better run. Run, I see somebody well, I feel like my time ain't up at all. Run when I see somebody there, you better run. Run when I see somebody there, you better run. Run when I see somebody there, I feel like my time is gone.
Sister, that you want to live holy while you're in this land, you better quit your way of living and live true to just one man.
Run when I see somebody
there, you better run.
When I see somebody there, you better run.
When I see somebody there, I feel like my time ain't gone. My time
ain't gone. It's early in the morning, or when the trumpet of God shall sound, it's going to wake up everybody that's sleeping under the floor.
Run when I see somebody in the head.
Well, I went up on top of the mountain. Well, I hid behind a great big old rock. Well, the rock turned all around and looked at me. Says, now this ain't no hiding.
It means sight to the blind, the dumb gonna talk, the lame gonna pick up the big and walk.
Run when I see somebody in the
responsible for the actions that others do. You touch one of the crown, you can't let it die. trouble ahead. But while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have a chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon, humming tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, so while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance, dance. Let's face the music and
don't think that I won't go if you want. I'm sorry, of course, but the fault is hers. I'm doing my best, and I don't know why. I'm giving her a call, and there's no reply. She's getting me down till I can't get up. She's giving me hell, and if that's not enough, she's breaking my heart nearly every day. Not only in pieces, but every way. I'm sorry, of course, but the fault is hers. I'm doing my best, and I don't know why.
We're almost out of here. Not quite yet. This is 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Mullenike, the Boston Medium. We will soon get into our angel talks and our angel messages for the week. I'm so glad. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being turned on and tapped into spirit. It is time for healing. It is time. It is always time for healing. This is what this is for, to tap in, connect, uplift the vibration, get it going, just really get inspired, being constantly inspired to understand our greatest good, our highest being, and just to understand that everything is infinitely creative. I love to under how this show is definitely for, specifically for understanding the spirit world through sound and music, and we're doing this all here, and it was just unbelievable being able to play the Jethro Tull album, just being able to groove and just connect. So thank you so much. Please stay tuned, stay tuned, friends, because we got so much more coming in, so much more. Here's the Beach Boys with Friends. This is a good uplifting tune. Really?
As I sit and close my eyes, there's peace in my mind, and I'm hoping that you'll find it too. And the
introducing to you a real exclusive musical disc, he called. And shoes on, yeah, I was fishing and a splash, feeling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rolling and a strolling, damn. Fishing and a splashing, oh, yeah, was a rolling and a strolling, woo, he was a moving and a grooving. And a splash, yeah, a splishing and a splash.
Dum-dee-dum-dee-dee. We're gonna do it. On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a feeling that we just know now. You're gonna make your dreams come true. We're gonna do it.
I should really play that song. I love Laverne and Shirley. I don't know why that just came on. I really want to play Laverne and Shirley. Why? That show is so good. It's like, it's kind of like where Broad City like grew out of. It's like another version of Broad City.
On your mark, get set, and go now. Got a feeling that we just know now.
Doesn't it feel good to just sing that, Laverne and Shirley? Anyway, so let's get into it. Spirit Messages, Jethro Tull album right here. I would play the record, but it's a something's jiggity with it anyways. So apparently the Jethro Tull album, it was... What is happening? So what I read about this was that it was like there's a lot of drama going on with the band. I really don't know. There was a lot of things happening, like different members, other people like passing away, members of the group. So there's a lot of, apparently there's a lot of turmoil, but that's what contributed to the change. And so it was kind of like, I read it was like going from like a folky folklore kind of, you know, kind of sound to like this transitional to like into prog rock. So, but you know, as I'm listening to the music, I'm like, okay, I hear what's going on. I hear this. Once though I got all that information and I saw the A in the sky in the album cover, I was like, that's aliens, yo. I was just like, the message is all about aliens. And I was talking about Octarians. Octarians are, you know, they're a group of starseed aliens who actually channel music, and I feel very connected with Octarians. I don't like to pin, you know, put myself in a box and be like, that's my star seed, that's, you know, my origin, that's my Galactic Federation fam. I feel like it's definitely something to explore, it's definitely something to feel into more, and I feel like that's what the information is. This is the information for you right now, is to explore your star seed family. Where do you come from? Because we all come from a galactic family. You know, we all came from the stars. We all have an alien placement. And so I feel like this is an opening for me to ask more about my alien family, because, you know, it's been coming around, and I have had multiple dreams about, you know, during the pandemic, I had an injury and I had this crazy dream that this kind of, that an Odin, he looked like Odin, literally came to me, and but he had like a white beard, but I knew he was an alien. So it was like an alien in the form of Odin, and he put his hands on me and he healed me. And then I remember in the dream, after he put his hands on me, I was just running down the street, like I had I had an injury, but I was running, and I had superpowers after that. And I woke up with this red mark on me. It was like a red mark on my hand, and somebody else told me the same exact story, that had happened to them, that they had an alien being visited them, had a white beard, and they left a red mark on them. So this stuff, I mean, I know, as much as you want to be like, this girl's crazy, this is just crazy talk, it is not crazy talk at all. Like, this is real. The alien beings are real. And so it's about connecting to your alien origin, though. And that's what this is about. And I've had dreams that aliens wanted to come through. So this is good. I'm glad this is happening. And this is definitely a predominant message. But what does this have to do with sound? Well, this whole transitioning, this is a message for all of you musicians out there, or anybody who does anything creative. It doesn't even have to be music, but this is a strong message about innovation, change, and doing things differently. And I think this is a good time right now. What's coming in is the message. The way you're used to doing things, do it differently. Anything from picking up a new instrument, anything from changing the way you make a melody, do you use other musicians? Or are you used to being solo? Is it time to add another musician? I was doing, you know, live sessions the other day training. And for the first time in my life, I had another musician doing live drums, and it blew me away. I was like, this experience is crazy. I kept replaying this experience over my head, and now I'm understanding why exactly Spirit wants me to come in to understand the alien influence and the magic, and understanding what happens when you change it up, when you do something different with your sound, or you do something. And that's what this whole Jethro Tull album was about. It was about a huge transition from one type of music to the next. And the A was a form of a channel today for us to experience this, with the A being in the sky. And but I believe with all my heart, when they made that album, there was alien influence coming in. I mean, come on, folklore, let's be real. Like, you know, back then everybody was touching a bass with the esoteric. So, you know, during, you know, the 70s and the 60s, so many rock artists were so engaged in the metaphysics, it was hard not to. So with that being said, this is a great time right now. What do you do creatively also too as an artist? Do you just paint, or are you going to switch it up now? Is it time to spray paint? Is it time to, you know, is it time to do the arts and crafts? Is it time to make a necklace? Like, what is it? What are you doing now? Poetry, writing. Are you used to writing one type of way, or is it time to start writing something else? It's time to switch it up. And it's so funny because we literally asked, what can I, we literally asked this question. So it's kind of like, it isn't such a bit, it's not as crazy as we think, because we, you know, this is what, you know, you ask and you get it. You walk the walk, you talk the talk, and that's what we do here. So when we're asking Spirit a specific question, they're going to answer us. They're going to give us something. It's not like foo-foo fluff, like, oh, well, I'm hoping this happens. No, they're direct, and they're gonna help us. So think about this as an artist, who you are as an artist, what you do. Is it time to make that Pet Sounds album? Is it time to go out of that box? Is it time to do the Strawberry Fields? You know, come on. How can you get creative? How can you do it differently? And I realize my pinnacle for this that intertwines with this message is that I recently having another live drummer on one of my original tracks. It was so cool. So there you go. Let's see if Spirit is coming in with anything else for the week. Anything else that we need to know to wrap this up. Love yourself. It's very important this week that we really, you know, with the new moon coming in, there is a strong energy about self-love this week. Strong energy about making sure that we are not trying to feed too much about outside opinions and validation, that this love is really coming from us. The security is based with us. The security. And how do we do that if you don't know? Things like practicing gratitude, but things like actively giving yourself gifts, actively giving yourself flowers, actively doing things that nurture your body, replenishing, and really, really loving yourself and doing something bold. I would say I'm hearing a strong message from Spirit saying, do something bold, you know, do something that you wouldn't normally do, like a piece of art, a piece of personal writing. Maybe put that out. Maybe do something that's so personal and put it out there. Expose yourself as an artist and put it out there. Be bold, because that's where that self-love comes from. You're not asking permission from anybody to, you're not asking to shine. You're just shining. You're not saying, does this sound good? Does this look good? How does this feel? How does this, you know, is this okay? We're not asking permission to shine our lights. This week, this is not about asking permission. This is about doing. This is about just saying, what I have something to say. This is, I'm here for a reason. I'm on this earth plane for a reason. I am loved. And whether you agree with it or not has nothing to do with me, has nothing, not my business. I'm just going to shine. And that is your job for the week. Shine without permission. Thank you so much for tuning into the Paranormal Playground Sounds. I hope you took everything with this and you healed and you were able to really connect with spirit and get what you needed. I love you so much. I will see you next week, 6 to 8 p.m. every Tuesdays. Please stay tuned and wait and for the next show, Rising with Sky Bar. Rising with Sky Bar. He's got a great playlist always and live music. And so stay tuned. We've got all kinds of wonderful shows here on WMFO. I love you so, so, so much. And I'm going to say thank you, German spirit, in German, because I'm teaching myself German. So danke, Deutsche Geist. Danke, Deutsche Geist. Thank you, German spirit. I love you. Okay. And what are we... Yeah, I know. Exactly. It's like... what do we play now? Some Infrared. Here we go.
Trouble on the streets means trouble in the home. Trouble in the home means nowhere to go. There's nothing to show for all the work that has been done. Cash, take it down. You think that? What do you know? You miss out when it's done in point. So what's it to do in your spare time? It's up to you if you do the work. But if you're caught by the butt, then you're inside. Cash, take it down. You think that? What do you know?
Listen, listen, listen to me. by, want to love you tenderly. Those same bright stars in heaven above know now how sweet sweethearts can be. Listen to me.